It's going to increase your life. And I'm saying this with all regard and respect to Revelation never runs out. If you would open your Bibles tonight, we're going to use two different scriptures. Open your Bibles, first of all, to John. I think it's John. Let me get it straight here. John chapter 4. It's with Jesus with the woman at the well, but the Holy Spirit revealed something to me that I believe we don't know. Notice I said we. In the 19th verse of John 4, the woman said unto him, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our father," now you underline the word worship. Very important word here. "Worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." That's worship again. Underline that, because I want you to see when you're reading it and meditating it. "Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father." That is again. "If ye, verse 22, ye worship, you know not what." We know what we worship. "For salvation is of the Jew." That word worship is there many times, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You're going to be shocked in a few moments. "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." Now notice what it says here at the end of verse 23. "For the Father seeketh such to worship him." And then in verse 24, give a clarification of how worship works. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, I didn't count how many times the word worship or worship is in there, but a good many times, isn't it? In prayer this morning, the Lord said to me, you in a lack of praise and worship. Even though you pray every day, even though you meditate and read the scripture, but you're in a lack of praise and worship. I wonder what he just told to me. Now, this is something that you won't find in a book, so you get ready to record it, because it's going to serve you well. It's going to cause spiritual growth in your life like never before. Worship is divine fertilizer for the presence of God. You didn't get it. Worship creates the atmosphere to make sure God is present. We're going to worship tonight before we start praying. Worship, you see, worship, he's seeking people to worship him. Worship brings God fully on the scene. And you got to force your physical body to worship God. It don't want to worship him. And your mind don't want to, unless you got it really renewed. Would you listen to how you're going to create your atmosphere in the morning? I'm talking about tomorrow morning when you're not here. We're going to create it tonight. But how are you going to create a different atmosphere in your reading, in your meditating, and your praying? Because you're going to take time to force your flesh out of the flesh to get in the presence of God. So that's why in worship, it's sort of like a slow starter, because Satan and your flesh and your mind know they're about to lose ground. See, worship is the greatest invitation to God that a man can give him. Tell him how much you love him, and tell him how much you thank him, and tell him how much you're lifting your hand and you're singing songs to him and just loving upon him. And in that room wherever you are, in this auditorium tonight, online with those who join in with us, it's going to create an atmosphere. Then your prayer will go right on through. Now, some of y'all sound like y'all not from the country, so let me talk a little bit more. Y'all didn't get this. Y'all like y'all from big cities and stuff. I said for the line. Now, I don't know if y'all ever been down the field. My dad, I've been down the field with my daddy. You got to put some fertilizer down there. So could it be that from this night forward, your atmosphere is going to be different? In your prayer time, in your meditation time, do you see it? God is a spirit, so tonight we want to get in the realm where he can do everything he need to do. Let me see, can I help you with another scripture, and then we're going to pray. And I want you to take time to at least a week or two and meditate these scriptures, then John 4:19-24. Just meditate them, read them, and have your pad and ready. He's going to talk to you. And then you got the initiative revelation. Never read this in a book. In 57 years, never saw it nowhere. That worship is a divine fertilizer for the presence of God. You know, fertilizer cause growth.
Yes.
Better growth.
Yes.
And God is showing us one of the greatest dimensions of the spirit realm that exists. Worshiping. I'm going to teach on worshiping some too. I'm trying to get the prayer and the meditation. But I just want you to get the power of this thing. What a leap your life is making tonight. You're just talking to him. God, I love you. God, I praise you. God, I honor you. Just at least the first 5 minutes before you do anything else. Before you pray, before you try to read the word. I feel his presence now. God is feelable. You need to feel something sometimes. You don't go by feeling, you walk by faith, but you talking to Almighty God, you need to feel something. Somebody touching you, pushing you, or pulling you, something every now and then. We got to get rid of this cold, hard God. We don't feel nothing. We're just going through the motion. No, he'll touch you, baby. And you find out what the foot lies is tonight. The causes to grow. You follow what I'm saying? Now go to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. Chapter 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, yeah, we're here tonight, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from where?
Heaven,
and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Body too. Finances too. Relationship too. And then the next verse says, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
You understand what we're about to do tonight?
Yes.
We're about to fertilize this building and welcome God.
Yes.
And then we're going to pray. I wonder what kind of harvest going to be produced in your life tonight.
Come on, sir.
And we're praying for all Christians. We're praying for all ministers. We're praying for leaders,
yes,
as we pray. We're praying in the spirit mostly. But just think about where you are now.
Uh-huh.
Think about on your own, in your own personal life, tomorrow morning, when you get ready for God, get up a little earlier, because you got to need a little more time, because you want to worship Him first.
Right.
Fertilizing the spiritual atmosphere with God. God, for lack of a better word, Father, let me say this. God can't handle worship. If God had any weakness, worship will get him. A few of y'all come to the altar. We're going to start worshiping in a few minutes. Hallelujah. I hope you wrote that down. That's fresh revelation.
Yes, sir.
And fertilize. And what's going to happen is you're going to be more interested in your prayer life now.
Yes. Yes.
It's possible we've been praying in a dull atmosphere. Sincere in our heart, love God, you understand?
Yes.
But the atmosphere has no respect until you change it. Are you seeing that?
Yes, sir.
You see, because you can't trust your flesh. Your flesh, when it comes down to spiritual things, your flesh act like it's going with you, but it don't really want to go. You got to make it go. But once, my goodness, once you create the atmosphere with your hands in the air and your tongue and your heart on God, we just want you to be here. Let's begin to worship right now. I want you to talk to him. Tell him how much you love him. Just keep talking to him. You're going to go over the same thing. That's all right. You're creating an atmosphere. Ah! That can't be denied. Lord, we worship you. We come to pray tonight. But we find out that we got to worship you to get an atmosphere for prayer. Glory to your name. We welcome your presence. We honor you, Father. Glory to God. Lord, we worship you. We praise you. We acknowledge your presence. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Only you, Lord. Glory.
Can create. This building can't create no atmosphere. So every time we come here, we got to create an atmosphere that God will feel welcome. So worship, God tell me this now. Worship is another form of welcoming. I can't get it out. Welcoming God. Woo, my goodness. Father, you're welcome in this place tonight. Shut ta da da ba. Go ahead and pray. It's another form of welcoming God. Shata tata. Roba basata. Shuruko shata. Adana kashata.
Keep praying. If you got anything you need to put in the atmosphere, put it in there. Anything pressure in your life, you need to put in the atmosphere, put it in there right now. We're going to take care of it. I don't care what it is. Tell you what, we don't need no spectators tonight. We need everybody praying. And the Lord said he flood this house with grace and glory. He flood this house with grace and glory. When people pray for, like we praying, it activate the grace of God. And it activate the glory of God. And so you'll be more, you soak. Your life gonna be more graceful. And you're gonna see more glory in your life. You're supposed to. You're a glory child. Shout ta ta ta. Get off in the spirit and he starts saying some things. And I don't wanna pass him up and not say him. Sometimes I try to argue with him, but I never win. He says, two fences just fell. Two things that may have been blocking somebody, two things, it just fell. Yeah, you got it? Two fences just fell. He said, fence this. I mean, that'd be a fence, a whole round you. I don't know how long it's been there, but it's gone. It's gone. Shakatata. Kroroba shata. Katatata. Hey, Mokasha. Rababasata. Shunko mandala. Hatatarabba. You've caught a new foothold in the spirit. Put it down. You've caught a new foothold in the spirit. Your prayer, your portion of prayer life gonna be different, and your portion of life gonna be different. You're gonna know how to deal with things different. I just heard that in the spirit. And I feel it in this atmosphere. I think this was a real effective night. And it makes you hungry when you get in God's presence, you know? And I think we covered a lot of things tonight. We covered a lot of people. We covered all hospitals. Covered all your loved ones. If anybody going astray, we call them back tonight. It's powerful, isn't it? Yeah, so you're going to see things. Just look for the little thing. You'll see little thing will be arranging. Be a little different. And you know what it is. The point might not know what it is. But you get away and praise God for it. Because you know things are changing. All right, and you keep your hope high. Never let your hope. Keep your hope at a high level, no matter how things look. Keep your hope at a high level, because God never fails. So now we're gonna end up these few minutes worshiping and praising Him again and thanking Him for what He's done. You ready? Lord, we just worship You now. Just come. We close this prayer with worship and thanksgiving and praise. We know You heard us. And we know You're well able to do something about it. We thank You for giving us a privilege to come together and to pray and to seek Your face and to Your purpose, Your will. Whatever You want in us, we're available. We worship You. Thank You, Father. You make all things possible. Glory to God. Thank You, Father. Thank You. We just come. Oh my God, we know we have. We know You've done it for us. We just give You the glory right now. We come with worship and fertilize what we prayed. We fertilize what we prayed with Your presence. Have Your way, Lord. Ha 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 ha. Ooh, Ramasha. Thank You, thank You, thank You. Thank You for every portion that is available. Thank You, Lord. We pray for our members. We pray for all the members that they get a hold of prayer. They recognize they need to be here. We pray for them now in their home. Hashaka, every member. Every member able to be here. Kasata should be here. The old tradition, we break that chain. robot that the church need to come. Lord, we pray for all who not here. And give them a vision. Give them a dream. Open their eyes. Beyond tradition. Beyond denomination. Beyond religion. To know how powerful this is. Lord, set the captive free. Oh, hallelujah. Set the captive free. You think about a member who need to be here, not here, and pray for him right now. You think about a member, you all know a member who's supposed to be here and not here. Pray for him to be broken or loose so they won't miss this. This is so powerful. Lord, have mercy. This is so powerful. Shata tada rabasha. Pranat kasa. Ooh, glory. Shata tada rabasha. Kota tada rabasha. Sata tada rako shite. Tada rako. I'm looking at three or four myself. Shata tada tada. And definitely need to be here. Kata tada rabasha. Have mercy on them, Lord. Andala rabasha. My brother and my sister. Andala. So they can live a full life. We can't live a full life without prayer. And with our brothers and sisters. And assemble yourself. Don't forsake the assembly yourself as a man of some ill. Oh, Lord, shaka. Help them, Lord. Can't make them. Can't make them. Shaka. But anoint them. Shaka. Anoint your head with all. And Ran shikata. Thank you for every person that here. Kata tara noina. Andela basoko. Ata ta 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 ta. Woo, glory. Hantala la baba. Glory, 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 glory. Shata ta ro ro basata. Lord, we praise you. Shuro ro basata. We praise you, Lord. Kata ra ro basaka. Haralaba, thank you. Andela la basoko. Baba baro soko. Thank you, Lord. Shaka tarata. Ra ba 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 ba, sa ta 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 ta. We praise you, and the thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Sha ta ta. Thank you. Thank you for one another. Sha ta 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 ta. Thank you for the gifts and the talent, that Akasha that is in this room, and the Lord. Use them. Use them in your way, Lord. Ha ta ta ro ro ka sha, ro ba ba ba. Da da ra ka sha ta ra ka sha ta. Da ra ka sha. We pray that many get saved tomorrow. Tararaba Sakoshi, come in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hararaba Sata, many get saved tomorrow. Hararaba, and we pray for the witnessing team. Tarakasa, glory to God. Give us anointing. Tarakashatata, give us a witness anointing. Hata Tararoko Shakata, Robaba Sata Rakoshiri, Darakoshiri, Robaba Sata Rakoshiri, Rababaka. Any of our brothers and sisters in trouble, get them out, Lord. Shakata ta ta. Show them the right way. And pray for all my brothers and sisters online, sons and daughters. Online. Shakata roroka. Taralaba shakata. Urubaba. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Taralaba sokoshi. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Shabra Maj. Shabra Mamaj. Shabarat. Shokotete. Torokoshe. There's someone here think you're left behind. But you're not left behind. Just keep walking. Trust me every step of the way. There are some things I have blocked for a reason. They wasn't going to work out. I blocked them for a reason. Delays sometimes is me holding you back from being in a certain place at a certain time. But I always got my arm around you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, says the Lord. Keep walking. Keep serving me. Keep praising me. That door got to come open. The right door. You don't want the wrong door to come open. But the right door will come open. Keep praising me. Keep seeking my face, and you'll get to that place. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Go ahead on, clap if you want to clap. Go ahead. Hallelujah.